I'm talking with Martin Hoekstra from Chelsea Community Hospital. He's a licensed social worker with a master's in social work. He manages the Older Adult Recovery Center at the hospital, Chelsea Community. Thanks so much for joining us today, Martin.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Martin, Older Adult Recovery Program, what is that?
It's a substance abuse program geared towards older adults that's actually been in existence for 20 years, maybe a little bit more than that. We're what we call an intensive outpatient program. We provide tools and strategies for older adults who have decided that they want to stop using addictive pills or stop using alcohol. They've made up their mind that they're addicted or probably addicted, and they've come in to get some help with that because they've had difficulty stopping on their own.
You're the manager there. What is your role?
Well, as the manager, I'm also the primary therapist and the program developer. I wear lots of hats there. I do have some help. I have a psychiatrist that also works with me and another therapist who helps me with running the groups. But I run all the groups, and I also see most of the clients. So I pretty much do it all, I guess.
A master of all trades.
Well, almost, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you end up there?
I've been in the field for about 20 years or so. In the past 7 or 8 years, I've been running the Older Adult Recovery Center. I have a background in family therapy, marriage therapy, employee assistance program work. More recently, I've been focusing on helping older adults with substance abuse problems.
That's a good background to have, especially when you're working with this particular population. You've encompassed a lot of different things.
I've done a lot of family therapy in the past, and that really helps in this role, too, because families are so vital to helping older adults with substance abuse problems.
Good support system.
It's vital, yes.
Martin, what do you like most about what you do?
Probably the nicest thing about my job from my standpoint is many folks come to our program and their lives are a mess. They're unhappy, withdrawn, isolated. Sometimes they literally come into our program using a walker or a cane. And if they do well in our program, oftentimes they leave and they're feeling well, they're smiling, and sometimes they're literally walking out without their walker or their cane or whatnot. So there's a huge amount of change that occurs in a relatively short period of time. With substance abuse treatment, you can see remarkable change, and that's a really big thing for me. The other thing I really like about it is, as a therapist, it's a field that's obviously very challenging, and I can really, over time, constantly try to improve the program and improve the way I help the clients. So I think of it kind of like a musician. You can constantly practice and get better.
It sounds incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. Yeah.
And who else besides the psychiatrist and the other therapists that you work with? Do you have other people that you work with at the center?
Yeah, we work in concert with the inpatient unit. We get a lot of referrals. A lot of folks come to our hospital for mental health and substance abuse problems. Sometimes they're suicidal. They come through our emergency room, and they may come to the inpatient or our partial hospitalization program. And then after they get stabilized, they may be appropriate for coming to the Older Adult Recovery Center.
Sounds like you work with a large volume of people. Do you have other people in your center specifically that help you?
Not really. It's really myself and a part-time therapist who helps me, and then our psychiatrist who oversees the program. In addition to, I should absolutely mention, the peer counselors. We have a very unique thing about our program that is terrific. We have graduates from our program. They've actually graduated from the Older Adult Recovery Center successfully, and they have anywhere from 3 to 23 years of sobriety. So they're fantastic to work with. They help me out. I could not do this job without them. They're the backbone of the program, in my opinion. I kind of orchestrate things, but they're really the main driving force. And they are officially Chelsea Hospital volunteers who have been specially trained on their own time to come back and volunteer in the Older Adult Recovery Center to help the clients. They actually sit in the groups and provide good, sober role models.
Well, if they graduated from the program, who not better to help?
Precisely, yeah. And the program, as I said, has been around a long time. I just kind of inherited this stroke of genius. but I use it,
nice.
And it's really terrific.
Absolutely.
And not all programs have that model, which really helps older adults because they need to be with other older adults to get well. They can relate better, you see.
Our guest today is Martin Hoekstra from Chelsea Community Hospital's Older Adult Recovery Center. This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Martin, how do you treat your patients? What's the approach of the center?
Well, we really help people basically develop a good recovery plan. People come to our program having tried to abstain from mood-altering drugs, alcohol. They've tried to do it on their own, so they really need some help. So basically what we're doing is giving them tools and strategies to try based on what we've seen work for many. Older adults, there's a slight difference from general population. because they need, generally speaking, to go a little slower. There's a little less confrontation. We have to be a little bit more sensitive to loss. Many older adults are coming in depressed, maybe lonely, isolated. So you really have to help them deal with those issues and try to help them overcome the shame, because usually older adults, when they come in, they're from an older generation, right, and they think of alcoholism as a moral problem or they're weak. And we try to help them get educated that, well, it's not really that simple. You really do have a disease, just like cancer or diabetes. You need treatment.
You mentioned earlier that you work with some of the families. What types of things do you recommend for families to do or for your patients to do outside of your center?
Well, we recommend everyone who comes to our program, we recommend they try AA on a regular basis, Alcoholics Anonymous. We encourage all our clients to get a sponsor in AA. Most of our folks do that and find that to be a primary component of the recovery plan. For the families, we definitely recommend Al-Anon for the families. And sometimes families aren't real comfortable going. They feel like, well, it's their problem, not mine. If that's the case, we'll recommend maybe some open AA meetings where they can still go and learn about alcoholism and learn about the struggle that their loved one is currently going through. So there's ways to get help to the families too, and we always try to have a family session. I do those. I do family sessions as part of the program. Literally, just come on in. I bring in spouses, kids, grandparents, whoever we can get in to support them.
Do you see different reasons for the older population in dealing with recovery issues than you do with the younger population? The issues that drive them to use substance abuse?
It's a really good question. It's very interesting. Oftentimes, older adults come to us due to family concerns, and sometimes it's health concerns because their doctors literally said, you've got about 6 months to live if you don't stop drinking or stop using something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's that component. Oftentimes, I think this is quite amazing, actually. Many older adults come to our program because their children have said, you are not going to see the grandchildren unless you stop drinking because we have safety concerns. This has happened many times. It's a really strong motivator for someone to come in.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I can't see my grandchild because it's not safe, according to my children, my adult children.
What are the common signs or symptoms that people see that may be evidence of a problem?
Well, one of the big ones is isolation. A lot of times older adults who are suffering from addiction will isolate. They'll be withdrawn. Many times the people in my program, when they do well and they get sober and stay sober, the family, they usually make comments like, oh my God, I'm so glad to have grandma back. We lost her. She wasn't herself. It's like she's come back. So they're very withdrawn. Their behavior changes. Their thinking changes. Oftentimes, a warning sign would be depression, maybe some defensiveness. If you ask about, are you using more pills than you should? I'm concerned about your drinking. Defensiveness is usually a real red flag that someone may be suffering from addiction and obviously going through maybe some denial of that problem.
Can you give us some statistics?
Well, I can say that most studies will show 6 to 9% of the general population are addicted. For older adults, it's probably similar to that. It's probably about 1 out of 5 of older adults actually have a substance abuse issue. Mm-hmm. Now, that's different than just addiction. Mm-hmm. Like 20%, I'm not saying 20% have addiction, but according to research that I've seen, it's 20% may have an issue such as abuse, which can lead towards addiction down the road, you see. So it's quite prevalent, actually. It's more prevalent than one would think. It's kind of a hidden problem, let's put it that way.
And Martin, we talked about some of those statistics. Can you give some risk factors, those who you think might be more susceptible to abuse?
What we see in our program are a lot of folks retire and they've lost a lot of structure in their lives. They are not held so accountable because they don't have to be at work at 9 o'clock like they used to. And if you're already abusing, for example, alcohol, it really opens the floodgates for more drinking, more time on your hands. Sometimes self-esteem is lower when people retire. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes. Another risk factor is older adults are less likely to ask for help. Overemphasize that. That's really a big issue.
They don't
want
to burden anybody.
They want to handle it themselves, you know, that kind of mentality, which is understandable, but it's a barrier to getting to treatment. So those would be some of the main risk factors. I think I said depression and health issues. A lot of older adults are struggling with loss of functioning and things like this, and so their moods sometimes get depressed, and sometimes they turn to addictive pills or alcohol to kind of medicate that depression or anxiety or to make it go away temporarily.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Martin Hoekstra from Chelsea Community Hospital. earlier you mentioned late onset alcoholism. What does that mean?
For older adults, there's usually kind of two ways it goes. Oftentimes, the older adults that come to my program have had 30 or 40 years of regular, for example, alcohol use. Somewhere along the line, they got addicted. Many of my clients have been addicted for literally decades. That's about probably two-thirds of the people who come to my program. It's about a third of the folks who have what we call late onset. What we mean by that is it usually starts in their 60s somewhere, or maybe even later, and that usually has to do with loss issues, loneliness, hiring, and not really managing their retirement too well psychologically.
Martin, what about folks that have symptoms of dementia?
Well, Alan, that's a really good question. We definitely see that in our program, and sometimes it's hard to tell, but according to research, according to what we've seen, it's about maybe 20% of the folks who appear to have dementia, the symptoms are actually caused by chronic alcoholism. And that's a really important thing to know. Sometimes what we'll do is we'll literally wait and see how people do in our program. As they get sober and their brains clear and get better, the dementia sometimes reduces the cognitive problems and the confusion. If that doesn't happen, then obviously we make referrals. There's a lot of good places in this area where we can have them have an assessment for dementia and cognitive problems.
Martin, do you see a difference in recovery rates between younger and older people?
Research has shown that older adults do better than younger adults in recovery in general, particularly if they get to a specialty program like the Older Adult Recovery Center.
And what about cost? And who pays for this? Does insurance cover all of this?
Yeah, most insurances will pay a good chunk of it. Medicare Part B covers 80% right off the top, and if someone has a supplementary insurance, they usually pay for the rest of that. The insurance will pay for most of it. There'll be some copays in some cases.
Martin, how can people get in touch with you in the center?
One way is to get on the St. Joseph Mercy Health System website and click on Chelsea Community Hospital, or you can call us directly. That's fine, too. Our number is 734-475-4029.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Martin. You've shared some really great information.
Well, thanks for having me.